Good evening. We began speaking about Slichos last night, specifically the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham, that the chazan who davened Slichos ought to daven for the Amud for the rest of the day. We saw for Shacharis, for Mincha, we discussed for Marav last night, whether it's the Marav prior, the Marav following. Mishnah Berurah says it would be the Marav before, not the Marav after. So that means, again, it's hard to understand. If you can daven Slichos that morning, if you're scheduled to daven Slichos on, let's say, tomorrow morning, it's Tuesday morning, so that person should daven Marav tonight, and he'll also get to daven for the Amud, Shacharis, and Mincha. That's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. What we were bothered by was, what is it that, if we assume that the reason that person says Slichos, davens for the Amud, for the other Tfilos, Hamaskil b'mitzvah, Omrim lo gemar, the question is, why don't you say that on a regular day Shacharis? Do we ever say, if you daven Shacharis for the Amud, therefore you should daven Mincha for the Amud? Hamaskil b'mitzvah, Omrim lo gemar? Do we say by Marav the night before that, oh, if you daven Marav, whoever's davening tonight Marav should also daven for the Amud Shacharis and Mincha, because Hamaskil b'mitzvah, Omrim lo gemar? What is it about Slichos per se that warrants Hamaskil b'mitzvah, Omrim lo gemar? You should finish the mitzvah and do daven for the Amud the rest of the day, that we don't say by any other of the tefillos. So the Levush has a little bit of a twist of why the person who davens Slichos davens the rest of the day. And the Levush says that the custom used to be that the one who would daven Slichos would fast. The person who davens Slichos would fast that day. So if there was one person who would be the chazan for Slichos, that means he'd be fasting every day, which would be quite difficult. So what they did is they alternated. Every person would switch and would have a different day to daven. And once the person is fasting, then that person should also, because they're fasting, also be the shliach tzibur for Shacharis and for Mincha as well. That does make a little bit of sense, because if you remember yesterday, we pointed out that if there's a choice between a yard site and the person who daven Slichos for the Amud, who should daven Shachos? Who should daven Mincha? The yard site or the guy who daven Slichos? So we pointed out Mishnah Berurah says the one who daven Slichos pushes off a yard site. But Magen Avraham says that if the yard site is fasting, the people have a minhag to fast for the yard site. If the person has yard site is fasting, then he would go, I don't understand. Why should the fact that the yard site is fasting push off the guy who's davening Slichos and should continue davening for the rest of the day? The answer is, according to this Levush, it makes a lot of sense. If the whole reason why the person who davens Slichos davens the rest of the day is because he has a mile in the fact that he's fasting, well, guess what? If there's a yard site who's fasting, the yard site also has that same mile. He's fasting, and he's a yard site. So therefore, that would have a defus, that would have preference, and that person as yard side who is fasting, Mishnah Berurah says, would go before the person who daven Slichos and is only fasting but doesn't also have the yard side. That's one suggestion of what the flow would be, because somebody who says Slichos is also fasting. There's one other, we'll finish with another suggestion of why somebody who gets Slichos should also get the other tefillos. That's the answer that suggested by the Binyan Shlomo. Binyan Shlomo says that sometimes when a person gets a less honorable kibud, we like giving them something a little bit more honorable. I don't know if this is exactly correct, but you never realize that a person who gets maftir also gets tadavin musaf. I'm not sure if the reason for that is, but it could be because maftir is sort of a consolation prize. You didn't make it to the big seven, we'll give you maftir. I feel the Gemara says that explicitly. Okay, thank you. The Gemara says it explicitly. So therefore, since we want to make you feel better for what we didn't get something so chashu. So therefore, says Ben Yishon, we also see by Gemara. Right, not today. The Gemara Yuma says this person who the Kohen who got to do the Trumas Hadeshen, which was a janitorial job, he had to move the pile of ashes, take it outside. So a person who did the Trumas Hadesh, and they'd also give him the honor of doing the Ma'arach, of setting up the wood for the Mizbeach. Similarly, Slichos is not such a big covet. It's not like you're davening for the Amud. It's not like actually, I'm not sure if he says like that or he just said that it's difficult to daven slichas. It's hard to daven slichas. So therefore, since either it's not kavadik or it's very difficult to do, therefore we compensate that person and allow him to also be the chazan for something, for the other tefillos which are either not as hard or I have more kavod involved with them.